Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1259. Don't make the perfect the enemy of the good. By Mark Fisher of markfisherfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites, of course, and with a little bit of my commentary at the end. Now, we have a bunch of shows where we narrate articles for you. Just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this to find all of them. And with that, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Don't make the perfect the enemy of the good. By Mark Fisher of markfisherfitness.com. The fitness industry is a magical land. It's filled with beautiful bodies, science-y words, otherworldly feats of strength, and fitness-obsessed compulsive disorder, or FOCD people. Now, I point this out lovingly, since I too once suffered from fitness-obsessed compulsive disorder. When you get really into training, it's easy to lose sight of the forest for the trees. In the beginning, an ignorant and blissful newbie can go to the gym and do the machines and see some results. But then, results plateau, and said newbie hits the interwebs. The interwebs prove to be a terrifying bounty of conflicting, strongly held opinions. And many of these opinions are based on tall tales, old research long ago debunked, and of course, yo, my cousin eats 2 quarter pounders every 60 minutes and he's jacked, yo, anecdotes. Our newbie, who is now an intermediate-y in knowledge if not actual physical development, chokes on paralysis by analysis. Do I do Arthur Jones-style high-intensity training? Or conventional body part splits? What about high-frequency training? Myo reps? FST7? What if I want to lose fat and build muscle? Should I be taking nitric oxide? What if I lose 0.5 gram of glutamine in my shaker when I'm taking my post-workout shake? Come here, newbie. You need a hug. I'm going to hold you gently, but firmly. Shh, shh. My advice is to continue to focus on the big rocks that will lead you to your best results. Eat soundly and train hard with a reasonable program. If you're not sure how to do these things, ask someone who knows what they're doing for help. Reminder, I give everyone an hour of free time. If you ever want to come chat, contact me and we'll make sure you're at least headed in the right direction with your training and nutritional strategies. The other takeaway, do not make the perfect the enemy of the good. My expertise is fat loss. I do personal training for many goals, but bar none, fat loss is what I'm most often hired for. Turns out, increasing their vertical jump is not a high priority for the Manhattan entertainment and financial industry professionals that make up the bulk of my clientele. Because I have spent a lot of time in the trenches and have read and watched and listened to so much info on the topic, I've come to some strong opinions about what is going to serve most people best most of the time. However, I am totally aware life doesn't happen in a vacuum. Each person is going to have different psychological and, frankly, physiological preferences, strengths, and weaknesses. Yes, I prefer resistance training at least twice a week to maintain muscle mass when training for fat loss. You hate resistance training? Great. Do it once a week. Is that optimal? Not in my opinion. Is it better than not doing it at all or trying to do it the way I recommend and then giving up because you hate it? Yep. Don't make the perfect the enemy of the good. Yes, if you're serious about getting as lean as you can and you don't want to count calories, it's going to be hard to make room in your caloric budget for booze. If you don't know how much is coming in, it gets really difficult for us to tweak your diet if you're not getting the desired results after a few weeks. But you know counting calories will drive you nuts, and having a drink with coworkers a couple of times a week is one of your favorite things in the world. Great, have fun. Will it blunt your results a little? Maybe. Will we have to re-examine that approach after a couple of weeks? Possibly. Is it better than saying, screw it, I'm just going to keep eating the way I want and adding in more elliptical time? Totally. Don't make perfect the enemy of the good. Flip cup does not count as cardio. I don't like moderate speed running for most people. Honestly, I kind of hate it. For most people, it's more correctly described as speed limping. Now, I can't take credit for that. It's not my term. Painfully apropos though, right? Now, speed limping will generally do more structural harm than physique and cardiovascular good. But you absolutely love running for its meditative quality. Great. Enjoy. Will I be on you to make sure you're smart and listen to your body? Like, if your joints hurt when you run, then stop doing it? Will I also remind you that you keep the volume sensible and that you're employing non-sexy restorative modalities to minimize the wear and tear? Yes. But it's not going to kill you if you're being responsible. I still prefer circuit resistance training for cardiovascular training, but I shan't make the perfect the enemy of the good. I'm more than happy to totally geek out and discuss the relative merits of different approaches to optimizing any fitness goal. But at the end of the day, the most important variable is compliance. Hat tip to Alan Aragon for that brilliant nugget. If you're not going to do it, then forget it. As always, one has to use good taste when applying this principle, lest it turn into a justification for refusing to stop doing something that is obviously sabotaging your results. But dude, I have to be able to get wasted at least 3 times a week. There's no way I can live a life of 5 sober nights a week. Nonetheless, obsessing over meaningless details and/or trying to employ a strategy that you despise is not a recipe for long-term success. The takeaway: stick to the big rocks. Focus on the things that will bring you the best return on your time investment. But remember to not make the perfect the enemy of the good. Make sensible allowances for deleting things you hate and adding things you love. And if you're not sure what the big rocks are and where you have room to riff, consult a qualified fitness professional. You just listened to the post titled, "Don't Make the Perfect the Enemy of the Good," by Mark Fisher of markfisherfitness.com. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Well, I think Mark Fisher and I are in complete agreement here. Remember earlier this week, I talked about which workouts actually work? You remember what I said? I said the one you'll actually stick to. That's the one that's going to work. Doesn't that kind of sound like what Mark was saying? Look, if there are activities you absolutely hate doing, like running, let's say, then it may not be a great idea to try and develop a running program when you're just starting out. That's because you'll dread running so much, you'll probably never take that first step out the door. Actually, you'll probably never put on the shoes in the first place, let alone walk out the front door. So it may be better to find an activity you do enjoy first. Say you hate walking or you hate jogging, but you've got that road bicycle sitting in your garage that you've been meaning to use. Maybe start there. Do you hate resistance training or weightlifting? Then don't start there. Find something else that you enjoy instead. What if the answer is nothing? I enjoy no activities. Well, that's probably because you haven't found something you like yet. Maybe you haven't tried roller skating or paddleboarding or skiing or dancing or handball or frolf. There are so many options. So just as Mark Fisher said in his post today, don't worry about being perfect. Just start. All right, that'll do it for today. I'll be back here tomorrow for our usual Friday Q&A, so stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.